Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The only person helped by Mitt Romney's attack ads is Barack Obama. The only person that's better by the attack ads of the other Republicans is Barack Obama. If you look at the poll in the last 2 weeks, Obama's positives are going up. Obama's head-to-head against Republicans are going up. And that's because the attack ads are Republicans.
Well, there's Newt Gingrich who says the attack ads against him are hurting the entire Republican Party, and they help President Obama. You think that that is the case? Quick calls when we're going through our list of the top 10. The number is 800-510-8255 to reach the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we normally review on the weekend the top 10 items collectively and the GOP race number one item on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to our Talk Radio review. The week is the one ending on the 23rd of December. Merry Christmas to those who are celebrating. Happy Hanukkah to those who are celebrating. Happy whatever it is that you're celebrating. Just hopefully it'll be a good time and a good weekend for lots of people to get together. And maybe there'll be a little time for you to listen to the rundown of the top hits, the top 10 from Talk Radio, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, monitoring
number 10
programs all across the country. Number 10 item is the stuff that people are talking about on sports talk, including NFL and NBA action. So that's hot and heavy, and that's
number nine.
Interesting item number nine. What's going on in the protest movement around the country?
Number eight.
Price you're paying for gasoline.
Number seven.
Withdrawal of the troops from Iraq.
Number six.
Iran and its nuclear ambitions.
Number five.
The Christmas celebration.
Number four.
The debt crisis in Europe.
Number three.
North Korea's leader dying.
Number two.
Extension of the payroll tax cuts.
Number one.
The GOP race has suggested. So let's get into this by listening to radio host Howie Carr. Here he talks to Mitt Romney about Newt Gingrich's complaints.
Newt has been complaining all day, and actually for a couple of days now, that you've been very, very mean to him on those Iowa spots, and that you could. He says that even though this is not your own campaign that's buying these spots, it's what's called a super PAC. That you could stop this. You could stop these buys if you wanted to, and you're killing him in Iowa, and he says it's just not fair.
Well, you know, I've got spots going up against me. The other candidates are running ads that are attacking me. And, you know, that's the nature of a campaign. You point out differences between yourself and others. And I, you know, I said today, if Newt can't stand the heat in this kitchen, wait until he encounters Obama's Hell's Kitchen. Look, it gets a lot hotter. They're going to spend $1 billion in their campaign attacking our nominee. And this is just a taste of what's going to come. And, you know, it's the reality that in a campaign, you get to describe yourself, and you also describe the distinctions between yourself and your opponent. So, you know, Newt is going to have to recognize this is part of the process.
And you're not the only one attacking him, by the way. I read Perry and Paul are also going. I mean, among the three of you, you're spending $12 million, and a lot of that money's going after him. But it's not all yours.
No, I've looked at the Paul ads. I don't know whether you've seen those on the internet, but boy, he is his ads are very, very effective.
Serial hypocrisy.
He's doing that through his campaign, and Rick Perry is doing that also through his campaign. In our case, it's a super PAC that's been organized, and I can't coordinate with that PAC. They run ads that they want, and I can't tell them what to do in their ads. Oh, I could come out and yell and holler and say negative advertising is terrible and please stop, but the reality is that this is a campaign, and that people are going to look at the pros and cons of each candidate, and in some respects, it's a good thing to get it out there so people know what we're going to encounter in the general election.
All right, encountering the negative ads, Newt Gingrich doesn't like it. What about you? 800-510-8255. The GOP race is number one for this week again on the countdown. Here are our hosts Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan talking to a pollster named Scott Rasmussen from the Rasmussen poll about Gingrich and the impact these ads are having on his campaign.
I was just reading the column you wrote about these polls. Listen to this, everybody. In five consecutive Rasmussen Report polls, five different candidates came out on top. Bachman, Perry, Kane, Gingrich, and now Romney. Is Gingrich cooked out there? I mean, he's dropping like a rock.
He certainly is collapsing, and, you know, it's the path that has been worn before him by several other former front runners. They get to the top, they get picked on by their competitors, and people take a look at their record. Gingrich had the best, you know, the longest history and the most established brand of any of those former front runners. But, you know, Ron Paul ran some incredibly strong campaigns against him, or campaign ads. So did Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. And he didn't have any response. And people began to remember things about Speaker Gingrich they didn't like.
And the negative ads that everybody says they hate are clearly extremely effective now, as they've always been.
They are effective, especially when they are grounded in things that will connect to that potential audience. You can't go out and say, well, Marjorie, I don't like the way she does her hair. Well, that's
right.
Fine, because who really cares? But
I
know you do.
It actually looks great tonight, too, Scott.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yes, and it looks great for radio. But the thing is, when you're talking about a substantive issue or about a policy position, and it happens to have some truth to it, and it's not rebutted, those kinds of things have a huge impact. And by the way, when we talk about negative ads, voters say it's a negative ad when you talk about somebody's personal life or something about them as an individual. They say it is not a negative ad if you are highlighting their policy positions.
Aha, there's an interesting distinction there. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Garrett Quinn talking to one of his callers about why he supports Ron Paul.
What is it about Ron Paul that Republicans like and Republicans don't like? Is it his seriousness about actually cutting government programs and government waste? Or is it his more sensible approach to foreign policy that frightens people? Because in a lot of debates, he's gotten in trouble with that. People have sort of asked him the question, so, you know, Congressman Paul, do you really believe in all that libertarian stuff? You know, you don't want to bomb the Iranians into oblivion? You don't want to start a war with North Korea? What's wrong with you? You're not a Republican. You're crazy. Let's go to John on the card.
Ron Paul is the best.
Ron Paul's the what?
He's the best.
He's the best?
Yeah. What? I just went to his town hall meeting up in Exeter, New Hampshire, two nights ago, and it was great. It was full house, packed house. He says a ton of sensible things, and the mainstream media hates him because they have to listen to their corporate bosses, and the corporate bosses are pissed off at him because they feel like he's going to infringe on their profits.
I think to as a member or at least defender of the mainstream media, I think it's fair to say we hate everybody equally.
I think the
corporate bosses that you're talking about are trying to figure out how to make money and stop hemorrhaging dollars more than worry about Ron Paul. But I hear now. Are you from New Hampshire?
From Massachusetts. I drove up from Boston up to New Hampshire just to hear him speak.
Yeah. Now a lot of people are writing that if he wins Iowa, that makes the caucuses irrelevant. It just, they don't matter anymore. What do you think of that?
That's the mainstream media saying that. That's ridiculous. The Iowa caucuses matter just as much that they did 4 years ago, 8 years ago. The Iowa caucuses have picked just about every winner.
Yeah.
You know, and then the only thing that the mainstream media can say is that they picked Huckabee. But they picked every other winner over the last 15 years, I think it is.
All right. So here that caller thinks the Iowa caucuses always pick the winner, except for 2008 when Huckabee won. That's not exactly true. On the Democratic side, Iowa picked Tom Harkin in 1992, Dick Gebhardt in 1988, and Walter Mondale in 1984. On the Republican side, Iowa picked Bob Dole in 1988 and George H.W. Bush in 1980. So there's some info that you can put in your pipe and smoke it if you'd like. It's 13 past, actually 14, almost 15 past the hour. Number one, the GOP race. Number two, the payroll tax cut extension, which we get to in a moment here on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Celebrate savings at the PetSmart Countdown to Christmas Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on all pet holiday brand items, including sweaters, treats, and more. Plus, save 50% on select pet beds. And save $5 on select bags of Iams, Benefil, and Purina One dog and cat food. Don't miss these great holiday deals and more through Christmas Eve only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid December 16th through the 24th.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all top tire brands. And get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255. As I said, the number two item coming up. Let's finish number one. Here's host Kobe Mock and Kevin Thomas talking to Iowa reporter Kay Henderson about the attempts to discredit the polls, which show Ron Paul is way ahead.
How many polls or surveys are emailed or sent to your newsroom on a daily basis? I mean, you have to have them coming out of your ears.
Well, and I have a friend who told me the other night, as a group of us were meeting to go out to for dinner, he had, on the way out of his house, said no to two pollsters. So in the span of, 5 minutes trying to walk out of your house, you get two telephone calls from pollsters. That sort of tells you the rapidity with which Iowans are being pestered by pollsters.
On the polls, you mentioned that Ron Paul was seeing some big numbers in a lot of the polls and big crowds, apparently, this week. But there have been some Iowa leaders that have said, if Ron Paul wins the caucus, don't count it for anything.
Right. Ron Paul is, by the establishment in the party, seen as untenable, namely for his foreign policy views. I think what really gins people up, if you will, is that he has tapped into the angst about the economy in a way that some of the other candidates have not to date. So when you hear him out giving speeches in places like Dubuque and Maquoketa today, he's focused on his economic message. Now, on foreign policy, he'll talk about bringing the troops home and, that's a lot of spending. He's really focused on this economic angst that people are experiencing.
Pestering from the pollsters, eh? The arrogance of the news media is pretty obvious. You make up your own mind, and hopefully you understand the goodness of Ron Paul.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your needs. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
For the week ending Friday, December the 23rd, these are the hot hits in Talk Radio. Number one, the GOP race for the presidency. Number two, the payroll tax cut extension discussion. The deal reached to extend the payroll tax cuts now for 2 months. A lot of people decrying that as wasteful. However, it has been done. Here is, a couple of different cuts. Here's first to Bob Kerr and Dimitri Sotis talking to Kelly O'Donnell from NBC about the politics behind the agreement.
Is it fair to say the Republicans blinked?
I think by every measure, you can say that John Boehner had a rough day. They can argue that they got a few things out of this deal. They were able to take the heat off right before Christmas. They were able to make a small tweak to it, which will help small businesses in implementing the bookkeeping of a payroll tax cut. But if you stand back, this was very, very hard for House Republicans because many in their own party were saying, get it done. You're losing politically. The White House was beating them up. The public was frustrated. So even though they believe they had a good argument to make on policy that going for a one-year extension in these benefits rather than 2 months would make more sense, they lost the political argument and really finally were worn out and had to agree to get this done.
Kelly, then that brings us up to what we're talking about. Where are we in terms of extending the tax break for a year and also extending unemployment benefits and protecting doctors from cuts in Medicare payments?
The reason that a two-month extension was the landing point for both the White House, Senate Republicans, and now House Republicans is that in order to do this, they have to find a way to pay for it. To give a tax credit, to extend benefits, there's a cost. And in this climate, neither party wants to add to the deficit, so they have to find spending cuts or ways to generate revenue to pay for it. They could only agree on enough to cover the cost for 2 months. That's how we got at 2 months. And arguing how do you get to 1 year, that's more complicated because they will need to find enough money, estimated to be $190 billion, to provide these benefits. And that's where the real argument is. We got caught up a lot in 2 months versus 12 months, and I think a lot of people felt that, geez, it ought to be easy. Why is it so hard? It's hard because they don't agree on where to find the money.
Call Ron Paul. He'll tell you. Here's host Roger Hedgecock talking about the cave that the Republicans did.
John Boehner and the House of Representatives, or it remains to be seen, I guess they have to do it by unanimous consent, have agreed to back down. They've blinked. They've caved. They have surrendered with regard to the showdown on the nature of extending the payroll tax deduction reduction. for the past year, whether you know it or not, you've been paying less to FICA, to Social Security. It used to be 6.2% of your pay. It's now 4.2. It has been for a year. They're going to extend that for two more months and then talk about how to do it for the rest of the year is what Boehner didn't want to agree to. He wanted the 1 year, which, curiously, Obama, I'm trying to follow this thing. It is a complicated deal. Obama wanted a year. Now he wants 2 months. Senate wanted 2 months and left. The Keystone Pipeline thing is still in there. They've put something in there to make it easier to comply with this bouncing around 2 months and then not 2 months and all that. And then a permanent increase in your fees for Fannie and Freddie-backed mortgages to, quote, pay for it, unquote. The John Boehner has run the troops up the hill and run them back down again. He has shouted charge, and in the middle of the charge, blew the bugle for retreat. He is unfit to be Speaker of the House of Representatives. If you didn't want to charge in the first place, and there was good reason to believe you were simply going into a box canyon with the Indians ringing the rim of the canyon with their arrows, you know, I mean, if this is where you were going, then why did you agree to charge in the first place?
All right, North Korea, number three, up next on the countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at Facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Along 33 after the hour, we're on number 3 for a moment. This is perhaps, in my estimation, the most overcooked, overused, over-discussed conversation of the week. The fate of North Korea after the death of Kim Jong-il. Here's, talk host Dana Loesch talking to foreign policy expert Stephen Yates about what we know regarding the son.
Kim Jong-il being gone and not ruling with the iron fist anymore is a good thing. But then I read all of these accounts of his son, who, from what I read, wasn't even his first choice to succeed him, but his other son fell out of favor with him, apparently, groomed this kid to take over for him. He introduced him to the world back in June. Everything that I've read about him, his successor is even a little crazier than he is. What do we know about Kim Jong-il's son and the new leader of North Korea?
Well, we don't know very much. The tale of how he became the successor is somewhat funny, but also disturbing. The first son was caught trying to sneak into Disneyland in Japan without a visa. And out of humiliation, he, of course, had to fall out of favor. The second son was said to have a heart of a woman, which apparently in North Korea is a disqualifying offense to be the great leader. The third son basically was seen as having been as bloodthirsty as his father when it came to how he treated the people who were there to work for him. And he's only 27 years old, can't possibly in reality be in charge of anything. The fact of the matter is, I believe, that his uncle, Kim Jong-il's brother-in-law, is the head of the military. His name is Chang Sung-taek. He will be most likely governing the country as a regent. And so basically the military that brought you these decades of terror under the two previous Kim dynasties, who brought us two paths to a nuclear weapon in North Korea and proliferated to Syria, Iran, and others, that is the leadership that remains in place. And it remains one of the most pulverized civilizations in all of global history. Literally, the people of North Korea do not understand reality as we see it. So the scenes that you can witness on television or on the web They are bizarre. They seem hard to believe, but this is the reality in which these people live. And what they're demonstrating is their genuine feeling. It's just a completely perverted political environment they've lived in.
Lance, you have a quick comment? Go ahead, sir. You're on the countdown.
Yeah, Doug. I think what's being neglected in this whole discussion is that we can't afford to be there anymore. We've been there too long. Germany reunited. And we need a president who just says to the Koreans, we're pulling our troops out, we're getting rid of the landmines on our Princess Diana, and you're going to unite North and South Korea together. China's watching over your shoulder to make sure you don't blow the place up, but we're coming home and we're transferring the money into tripling Social Security benefits, Medicare for everyone in the country, and a negative income tax to do away with poverty, and a whole other bunch of things to put America first and make America the greatest nation in the world.
All right, we got it. 800-510-8255. The reason I keep saying what I do about this North Korea story, it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. It has been for most of all of our lives. This foolishness that's created mostly by the news media, the imagery of North Korea versus South Korea. You know what? It's time. It was a failure in the 50s, the war, and what the aftermath of the war was, the presence that we have there. It's just another way for the military-industrial complex to make more money. That's all it is. And the news media is co-conspirator, whooping up everybody. The North Koreans aren't going to bomb anybody, and because the Chinese aren't going to let them bomb anybody. They keep them in tow, and all we do is rattle that saber, and it's complete nonsense. And pretty offensive that people get themselves all worked up about it, in the sense that the news media tries to. It's another way to sell newspapers. That's really pretty much all it is. 800-510-8255. Number four this week. What more? This is another one of those items. And I want to be excited about the things that are exciting. And yes, there's a little bit of editorial in here. The situation in Europe with their debt. There are a lot of people who think this is coming to America and it'll be a problem and we shouldn't be involved. Okay, so how many times do we say that over and over and over again? There's not much new there, so let's move on to one of the more pleasant things this week. On the countdown at number five, the stories of Christmas. Here's radio host Ray Appleton, who's talking about the way so many people are paying for strangers' layaway items and how cool it is.
If you haven't done so yet, just do it one time this week. While you're in the fast food line, buy the meal for somebody behind you. And we had this popping up all over the place yesterday for a couple of hours. People calling up the program going, hey, I just ran into an IHOP and paid for somebody's meal. Heard what you were saying, and I just ran into a so-and-so and paid for somebody's meal. Last night, I got emails of people who went to Kmart, Target, Walmart, and paid for people's stuff that they were buying while they were in line. This is part of that whole layaway angels thing that started in the Midwest, and it just seems to be going on everywhere across the country. It was the subject of a big Fox News thing last night that I watched, and it's good to know that this area is a heavy-duty part of it. Heavy-duty part of it. That even indicated in California they were beginning to see this, and there were reports of it. And I'm going, oh, please mention Central California, because there's so much of it going on here. It's so nice. But they didn't. They probably didn't even know. But who cares if they do? The object here is not to know who's doing it by name or radio station or company or any of that. It's the fact that it's just getting done. This is not a take credit for anything deal. It's just making people feel good. And the theory again is, I think because we've all been so mad at each other, our politicians, everything, that we finally just decided to make ourselves feel good by doing good.
How are you feeling? And if you're having a Christmas weekend, Merry Christmas from all of us here on the countdown. 800-510-8255. I like prolonging this story. Here is a cut from a radio program hosted by Dale Jackson and Jason Marks. They think this whole layaway angel story is nothing more than a marketing campaign for Kmart. So there's always going to be a naysayer. Let's listen.
This Kmart layaway thing? The layaway angels that you're hearing about at Kmart? It's a lie. I'm going to tell you this. The Kmart layaway stuff is an absolute lie. Everybody wants to believe. Everybody wants to believe that this is some wonderfully awesome group of people who have the Christmas spirit, who are running around and saying, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to make people's Christmases better. Garbage. All right? Garbage. I don't buy it for a second. This is a brilliant, and I mean absolutely brilliant, marketing effort by Kmart. It is brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. When have you heard Kmart mentioned in the news so much? You know when the last time I heard Kmart mentioned in the news this much? When Martha Stewart went to jail. I'm serious. I mean, tell me the last time they were mentioned in the news other than Martha Stewart getting locked up. And that was a good thing. Tell me the last time you heard Kmart talked about this much. Anonymous Christmas angels. Get out of here with that nonsense. Okay? I mean, let's just be real here. This is a brilliant marketing effort. And kudos to them. And again, like I said, I'll be the Grinch, and I'll tell you that I think it's a scam and all this other stuff. Not a scam. Correction. I don't think it's a scam. I think it's a brilliant marketing effort. And I'm all about some brilliant marketing efforts, all right? I'm all about the showmanship, and I'm all about all that stuff, and I get it. Trust me, I get it. Kmart, wink, wink, nod, nod, I understand. All right? But again, my initial gut reaction, Jason, tell me, you're a cynical media type. What was your initial reaction? Am I off base here? Do you think this is legit?
Kind of like one of those too good to be true kind of things, which I think a lot of those are.
Maybe it is a too good to be true sort of thing. But I just think, being cynical like I am, I just believe that this is a marketing opportunity that is too good to pass up.
My God, how could you listen to that guy in his voice? Never mind the fact that he sounds like a jerk in his point of view, but his voice, we'd be screaming. I would anyway, but God bless him if he's doing okay wherever he is. You're not my cup of tea from either his attitude or his voice's point of view, but that's what makes the world go round, and that's why this is so much fun, listening to the discussions of what's in the news. The News Talk Radio Review is the talk radio countdown show. The Christmas celebrations are number 5. Number 6, a quick focus on Iran coming up next on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You little okay, Elves. I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Tech is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
This holiday season is all about less stress and fabulous results that will wow crowds. Ted Allen of the Food Network's top-rated show, Chopped, has more on how to make your holiday parties fun, tasty, and most of all, easy.
One of my favorite tips is to update holiday traditions so you can have more time to enjoy the party. Instead of a cookie exchange, try a Chex party mix exchange. More than 70 recipes can be made in the microwave in just 15 minutes, and they come out just as crunchy and flavorful as if they were made fresh from the oven. The concept is simple. Invite friends over and tell them to bring their favorite homemade Chex party mix, or have the ingredients on hand so everyone can have fun making various batches. Once the recipes are complete, place the treats in festive DIY packaging to send home with your guests.
For more information on Chex party mix changes, including 15-minute recipes, invitations, shopping lists, and DIY packaging ideas, visit ChexPartyMixChange.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com, but Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max! Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99! Save $120 instantly! Knowledgeable staff are standing by! Stop here now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay, prices go through 12/24.
Okay, we're moving along fast as we move up the list here. Number 6 this week on the countdown is the situation in Iran, the nuclear ambitions they have. Here's host Dan Kaplis talking with the defense, about Defense Secretary Panetta's comments that Iran could have nuclear weapons within the next year or so.
This is the most direct statement yet from the White House. And again, what's so significant here is the statement from the White House that they can assemble a nuclear bomb within a year or potentially less, and sooner than that. Sooner than that, if they have a hidden facility, which is enriching at this point. I mean, think about what that means. The White House is telling you, I'm not sure Obama would have wanted Panetta to say that, but the White House is telling you that the White House simply doesn't know whether Iran at this point is secretly enriching and therefore will have a nuke even sooner than 1 year. But the White House now, putting it 1 year at the outside, Panetta is not saying at this point that Iran is going to have a nuke within a year. What he's saying is that Iran will have the ability to have nuclear weapons within a year. Now, the distinction there, I think, is important because I think what he may be trying to do is set up an out for the administration, because what he is apparently saying is that if we find out that they are, in fact, developing that weapon, then we will do whatever it takes to stop them. Now, to me, that seems like a semantical game. At this point, once you acknowledge that they will have the ability within a year to build nuclear weapons if they choose, you are acknowledging that they have been developing nuclear weapons, because there is no other way, logically or factually, they would be on the verge of being able to do the final assembly of the weapon unless they were actively moving in that direction. So it appears to me that Panetta is carving out an out for the Obama administration, where the announcement's made through the form of Iran testing the nuclear weapon for the world to see that, okay, Iran now has the nuke. And then the White House said, we never had conclusive evidence that they were intending to build the bomb. Well, wait a second. The White House is acknowledging right now they know. They know that Iran's at the point in that process where they can have a nuke within a year if they choose to. And they didn't just wake up one day and find that under the Christmas tree. Iran is only at this point now because they've been steadily moving in that direction. So I think very, very significant, that the White House acknowledging now that Iran is within a year or less. And then the statement, again, I put a little less weight in it because I don't believe Obama when he says this, and it may just be the administration's line, but the administration's saying, won't let it happen. Panetta's saying, hey, if we get intelligence that they're proceeding to build a weapon, then, quote-unquote, if we have to, we'll do it. Clearly a reference to military force.
Well, the Iranian situation and this nutbird that's running the country, apparently there's so much upset there. There's a lot of, we've talked about what happened, the Arab Spring and that sort of thing. There are a lot of rumblings in Iraq. There are a lot of protesting, very subtle ways people are expressing themselves as to dislike for Ahmadinejad and the ruling groups, because there certainly is a strong religious connection to the ruler, the leadership in Iran. And it's a very educated country, and they just are fed up with all of this stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of disruption happens there next year. Iraq is over. That's number 7. Quick visit to that item in just a moment on the countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I spend a few moments on Iraq at number 7 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The review of the hot hits this week in the Talk Radio. The new prime minister threatened to abandon an American-backed power-sharing government created a year ago, throwing this democracy into turmoil. Looks like upheaval, here are our hosts Rick Daniels and Jane Foy talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about the violence.
We all knew this was coming, basically.
Right, everybody sort of knew this is the beginning.
Yeah, everybody knew, or feared at least, that with the absence of U.S. forces, we might see an uptick in violence. I mean, that being said, it's important to keep in mind that on the average, over the last 6 months or more, about 7 Iraqis have been killed every single day by attacks like these. In the month of November, over 200 Iraqis were killed. But this particular attack, as you suggest at the top, was clearly very coordinated in the number of attacks. About 14 bombs went off. Obviously, large-scale death and injury. And then also coordinated in terms of the relative areas. It seems they have hit residential areas, government areas, and commercial areas. So it seems obvious it's more than likely Al-Qaeda, in an effort to rekindle violence, particularly between Sunnis and Shiites, while this political crisis between the prime minister and the vice president are ongoing.
Now, Jeff, it seems to me, and I'm no military expert, but I appreciate the chess match that kind of is military planning. To plan something like this that was coordinated with car bombs, IEDs, there was a report, I think, I don't know if you earlier heard something about maybe a missile strike there. To coordinate something like that, I would think, would take a long time and be incredibly involved. And it wouldn't be like that they could have many more of these kinds of attacks in their back pocket right now.
That's probably true. We know that Al-Qaeda in Iraq has been severely attrited over the last several years of war, though they're still around. But putting off one of these attacks, as you suggest, is a pretty carefully planned, well-organized effort. I think we could, though, see a number of, you know, individual-type attacks that might try to occur over the next several days to ratchet up the level of violence. At the same time, though, what's really worse, I mean, is are we going to see a split of this very fragile democracy and coalition over this confrontation between the prime minister and the vice president, where al-Maliki has issued an arrest warrant. The vice president is now hiding out, if you will, in the Kurdish area, demand that he is returned from there, so some antagonism potentially with the Kurds. And while that's ongoing, the largest Sunni party, because the vice president is a Sunni, has pulled out of the parliament, which could call for a political crisis and eventually the bringing down of the current government and at least, at a minimum, new elections.
We see a lot of these pictures, the final few returning home from Iraq, that are very emotional. Other stories that anger people. This fellow, Private Chen, who was a son of Chinese immigrants, who was killed while on duty in Afghanistan, apparently by eight fellow army officers who were upset with him because he turned the heat on in the barracks. That kind of stuff really tarnishes how we feel about our military at this time of year. The number eight item on the countdown, the price you're paying for gasoline. That's kind of oxymoronic because there are some places in the country where the price of gasoline is going down, other places going up. Nobody seems to understand why. Number nine this week, I believe this is one of the more important stories, if not of the week and the month of the year. Protests around the country. Here's host Mandy Cannell talking about the irony of what the protesters in Louisville are, well, what they say they stand for and what they actually are doing.
Aren't they protesting unfairness? I mean, when it gets right down to it, aren't they protesting unfairness? Unfair treatment of corporations, unfair distribution of wealth, unfair that people make more per hour than other people. I mean, isn't that at the core of what the Occupy movement is all about, unfairness?
That's the base, yes.
Maybe I'm missing something with Occupy Louisville, because honestly, they've made so little of an impression on our community that I have no idea what they are all about, nor do I care. Which is the second part of this question I'll get to in a little bit. So in a gigantic stroke of, I don't know, what is the inability to see irony? I don't even know how to... They don't understand the irony of them demanding special treatment from the city. And that's what it is. It's incredibly ironic that a group protesting unfairness is demanding special treatment. But isn't that what it's all about? And whenever anybody launches a crusade against unfair treatment, it's because they, too, want special treatment. They don't want equal treatment for everybody. They want special treatment, too. It's never, hey, bring everybody back to the same level. No, 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 it's I want to be where they are.
All right, so as usual, Mandy Cannell misses the... Well, you are missing something. You said, maybe I'm missing something. Yeah. A lot of the protesters are protesting unfairness of politics and government mismanagement, that sort of thing, kind of stuff that Ron Paul is underscoring. But it's okay, Mandy. It's fine. It's good. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio. You've heard it. The top 10 this week from the Talk...